Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Patel Retail Limited Q1 and FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Parth.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Patel Retail Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Dhanji Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Patel, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Hitesh Dalwani, Chief Financial Officer. With that, now hand the call to Mr. Rahul for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the management team at Patel Retail Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, and stakeholders joining us today for Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. I would like to thank you for taking the time to be with us and for your continued interest and confidence in Patel Retail. Before I take you through the quarter, let me briefly touch upon our businesses. Over the last three decades, Patel Retail has built an integrated presence across food processing and value retail, supported by growing Patel Amart network and expanding portfolio of private label brands and well-established distribution ecosystem. Our approach has always remained centered on understanding the everyday requirement of Indian households and delivering a broad assortment of quality products at compelling value. As we continue to expand our retail footprint and strengthen our own brands, we are steadily building a larger and more integrated consumer platform with deeper reach across the markets where we serve. Coming to our financial performance, Q1 FY27 marked a strong start to the year with a healthy growth across our key financial parameters. Total income stood at 310.24 crore, registering a robust 69.35% year-on-year growth compared with 183.19 crore in Q1 FY26. EBITDA increased by 23.92% year-on-year to 19.68 crore compared with 15.88 crore in the corresponding quarter last year, reflecting continued growth in the scale of our operation. At the bottom line, profit after tax increased by 37.43% to 9.52 crore, while earnings per share stood at ₹2.85 for the quarter. The growth reflects the combined contribution of our expanding retail network, increasing consumer reach, and continued traction across our product portfolio. Operationally as well, the quarter was marked by steady progress in our retail expansion strategy. During Q1, we added new stores at Rasayani and Babgaon, further strengthening our presence in strategically attractive catchment areas. The momentum continued after the close of the quarter with the opening of our 53rd retail store at Uran in Raigad. These additions further deepen our presence across the suburban markets of the Mumbai metropolitan region and are aligned with our strategy of taking organized value-driven retail closer to underserved and rapidly developing local communities. Alongside store expansion, we continue to focus on widening the distribution and visibility of our own brands. In August, we expanded our flagship brand, Indian Chaska, into Madhya Pradesh, taking its overall presence to eight states and one union territory. The expansion strengthens the geographical reach of the brand and enables us to place our product in front of the wider consumer base across multiple markets. As we look ahead, we remain confident about the opportunities before us. Our newly opened store will progressively mature as customer awareness, footfalls, and purchasing frequency build over time. As the stores scale up, we expect them to contribute increasingly to overall sales while also improving operating leverage across the retail network. At the same time, The increasing reach of our private label portfolio provides us with the additional avenue to deepen customer engagement, expand product penetration, and strengthen the overall economics of a retail platform. With a growing store network, wider distribution of our own brands, and sustained focus on value, quality, and customer convenience, we believe Patel Retail is well positioned to carry this growth momentum through the remainder of the year. We remain focused on disciplined expansion, strengthening our consumer franchise, and building a larger, more efficient, and increasingly profitable retail and food processing platform. With that, I would like to conclude my opening remarks and open the floor for questions. Thank you once again for joining us today.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Keval Mehta with Mehta Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, David.
Sir, you have indicated an EBITDA margin of around 8-9% going forward. After reporting around 6.3% only in Q1, what needs to improve over the next three quarters to move back towards that range?
Actually, the decline of 133 base point was primarily due to mix of manufacturing, export, and commodity link business, which had a higher raw material intensity during the Q1. With this, we shouldn't consider this percentage as a steady percent for our coming quarters. Since the timing of the orders were a little odd, so we had raw material procurement. Also, the raw material market was quite volatile, right? So in order to protect our business economics, we had that 233 basis point decline. But with that being said, in the coming quarters, it should improve. And we remain disciplined on volume and working capital as well.
Okay. And also, the retail sales were around 101 crores in Q1 from network that has now reached 53 stores. So, what is the current average monthly sales per store?
Monthly stay, 6 per store would be anywhere around 80 lakhs to 1 crore, depending on the size of that store, right? So anywhere between we could consider 5 to 6,000 for Q1 per square feet revenue, which would subsequently increase quarter on quarter as we take in consideration the consumer behavior. The graph is always rising from Q1 to Q3 and then settling at Q4. So that's how the cycle of retail works, right? Since Q2 and Q3 are heavily derived by the festive seasons and the daily requirements as well.
Okay. And how different is this different between mature stores and stores which are recently opened during the last 12 months?
I mean, with mature store, each store will not have the same kind of graph. But with the locations that we have opened our store, they are responding quite well, more than we expected. But the stores which are not up to the mark yet, we are focused on maturing them as soon as we can.
Okay. And what is the current sales per square foot for mature stores?
As on Q1.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Please, it is, sir. You were saying something?
Yes, sir. On an average, 20,000 per square foot is a retail sale.
Okay. Okay. And what level does a newly opened store generally reach after 6 months or 12 months and 24 months?
The payback period for my new store is almost 24 months to recover the entire capex and the rotation of the inventory.
Okay. For a typical new Patel's R-Mart store, what is the average store size, initial investment including...
almost in the range of 5,000 to 6,000 per square foot.
Okay. Sir, I also want to know that, can you give average monthly sales which is growing quarter on quarter, which is growing, right? So I want to know that, can you give your roughly
figure? So ballpark figure will be 80 to 90 lakhs on an average per store sale per month.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Yes. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Vidhi Purohit with Phoenix Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Vidhi, you may please go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So, the company has more than 50,000 app downloads, but the online sales is only around 50 lakhs in Q1. So could you please help us understand what is currently holding back the online sales? And looking ahead, what kind of contribution do you realistically expect the app to make overall retail revenue over the next 2 to 3 years?
Yes, ma'am. The location where we are operating right now, right? The online trend per se, the staple category contributes the highest amount of. The location where we operate right now, right, mainly tier 3, tier 4 cities and tier 2 cities, the online trend in certain categories where we have our USP in, let's say, like a staple category, which contributes to more than like a 50% of our revenue, is still a very touch and feel category, right? Although we try to push our consumers to try and get that sales from commerce or from e-commerce also. But still, the consumer mentality right now in the location that we operate is quite touch and feel. But in addition to that, we have started doing more society focused activation within the radius that we are operating right now, right, to boost our e-commerce sales, to even get that small order ticket value through e-commerce, right? So we are focused. We are trying to grow that that category of sales, right? Because we also believe that we want to have our omni-channel presence throughout. Not saying that we don't have right now, but we want its contribution to be a significant portion of our overall revenue as well, right? So moving forward, as the society activates and we do our marketing, and also while we try to build a product have a new innovation in technology which focuses on speed, transparency, and authenticity, which we have reckoned the new consumers want. We would try to have a significant portion. I can't say the number, 2 or 3%, because the market is such big and we want to capture a majority portion of it, limiting us to a certain percentage of a number wouldn't be possible right now. But with that being said, we are very focused on e-commerce and quick commerce. We are already doing trial runs. We are already trying even our home delivery services. We are already trying to deliver them within like first 30 minutes, or with home delivery, we try to deliver within an hour, right? We are just waiting for that right technology, getting a hold of that speed, transparency. Hello?
Are we still on track to achieve positive operating cash flow by H1 FY27 as previously guided? Also, could you give us some color on the current inventory and receivable levels and how you see the working capital position evolving?
So, madam, currently we haven't published the finance balance sheet and the cash flow statement for the Q1. Of course, by the H1, we are expecting the much better positive cash flow from operations. Since in last fiscal 26, we have deployed a significant amount in our current assets. So in this financial, we are expecting terms converting into, basically converting current assets into cash.
Okay. And so how many new stores are you targeting to open in FY27? And what kind of revenue contribution do you expect from these new stores?
So roughly we can,
go on.
So we are expecting almost further stores, almost 8 to 10 stores by fiscal 27. And the revenue from these new stores will be in the range of 1 CR per month.
And how concentrated is the B2B and export business at the moment? And could you also give us an idea of how much of your total revenue comes from your top 10 customers?
Go on, Natasha.
So revenue pattern will be almost let's say 40% towards exports and the rest of 2 or 3 manufacturing in the retail business of the total revenue. And the almost, we can say 35 to 40% are the export contribution to my bottom line.
Thank you, sir. I will join by the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Sakshi Shinde with Shah Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I have a few questions with me. So, first question on e-commerce. So, are your privately labeled products are available on Zepto, Blinkit or any quick commerce?
Not right now, but we are trying to put it on Blinkit and Zepto as well.
And when can we expect this?
We are in talking terms. We are just finalizing the per SKU charge and
how do you see margins over here, like selling it to the retail and selling to the, you know, directly from the e-commerce?
Right. So talking about e-commerce and quick commerce and the product mix, right? I mean, certainly trying to list only a singular product doesn't really work because so all the products that we do in our private label are mainly necessities, right? So the value of those products are not really high, right? So in order to get that margin and marketing costs and everything around it, we try to build like a combo of a product. Let's say an SKU would be a combination of 2-3 SKUs, which would be an essential for your kitchen, right? Let's say like 100 grams of rice, 150 grams of dal, and then 20 grams of salt would be like a one combo. This is just an example, right? So once we do that combo, their margins and their advertising cost and their per SKU listing cost is sustainable.
Also, going forward, where you know, as an investor, see Patel Retail focusing on retail, B2B or exports?
See, I mean, Patel Retail would be focused on both the segments. I mean, for us, seeing contribution of each segment is as important as seeing the contribution of profitability and cash revenue segments, right? So we are focused on building a sustainable business where profitable and cash revenue are both in favor for the company. rather than trying to focus on, let's say, humko retail itna karna hi hai, export itna karna hai, we much rather focus on the segments where it is in our favor. That's one of our advantages of being so in depth in the FMCG business.
Also, on expansion side, I being a resident of Navi Mumbai, like, we don't see Patel Retail stores there, but there's a huge crowd. So, any plans to, you know, open stores in Navi Mumbai?
Not per se in Navi Mumbai, in the heart of Navi Mumbai, but surely in the outskirts of the Navi Mumbai, because as we see the rural expenditure as compared to the urban expenditure is closing day by day. If you could see your data in around 2011, the gap between rural and urban was around 81% of the total expenses, which has been narrowed down to 63% in the coming year, right? So we are focused on developing the pockets where there is less competition, we get that competitive and the first mover's advantage. So if we consider, let's say, like we did Trasaini, which is not per se a part of Navi Mumbai, but in the heart of, like, in and around Raigad and Navi Mumbai, right? So in the close quarters to Navi Mumbai, we might, but within city, the unit economics gets quite high, and we don't want to do that. We want to build a sustainable business. So whatever that our store opening metrics match, we would certainly open a store. Other than that, we are right now focused on tier 2 and tier 3 cities.
Also, on expansion front only, I would like to know about the Pune part, like into Western Pune or PPNP. Will the stores have also given similar to the existing network, or will this market, you know, think requires lower stores or like lower rental? And at least lower
can you please repeat your question, ma'am? I wasn't able to hear it clearly, please.
My question was again on expansion part only, for expansion into Western Pune and PCNC. Do you think the store size and investment per store will remain similar to the existing network, or will this market require like lower rental or lower at least initial investments?
As far as we have seen the market, I think the expenses are more or less on the same side, right? Now it comes to the consumer awareness and their acceptance, right? So we have identified 2-3 pockets in Pune and PCMC region, but we are identifying more pockets so that whenever we go, as you know, our strategy is cluster-based expansion, right? So we want to identify those more 2-3 gaps where our supply chain efficiency, everything comes in at place. So yes, I hope that answers your question.
So also one more question on the e-commerce part. You are in talking terms with this e-commerce platforms. So the thing is, you know, the competition is very high there because, you know, Flipkart has their own in-house brand. Asugi has also launched their in-house brand called Noise. So any specific strategy you are, you know, Petalitis is building to scatter this competition?
100%, ma'am. That's what I said before this also. We just don't want to open... we are already present in e-commerce. The pilot run for quick commerce is already going on. To our first stores are already working on it, where we are trying to give delivery not within minutes, but within like 30 minutes or 20-25 minutes in that way. But with that being to said, a product mix where we launch our own products, which has a better margin rather than third-party products, will be our focus, right? Once we are sure that this is the cost we are procuring and this is what we need to do, we will start identifying those categories where quick commerce will do really well, keeping in mind the cash growth and the profitability of the business. So once we identify those categories, we'll certainly launch our own product in those categories to target market and drive more profit.
Okay,
from it.
Good to hear, sir. Fair enough. Looking forward to the update. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Yash Rathod with Unique Solution. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Hi, Yash.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. The first question from you is, what is the current capacity utilization across the processing facilities and what utilization level are you targeting by the end of 2027?
Right. So the current utilization is between 50 to 55%, but in the medium term, by the end of FY 2027-28, we plan on getting this utilization to around 80-82%.
Okay, understood. And how much revenue did the company generate from its own brands in Q1 FY27 across retail, distribution and exports combined?
The overall contribution was around 17.5%. Hite sir, can you please give a breakdown of across the distribution channel?
Yes. The private label contribution to our retail sales is almost 17.55%. And for our rest of sales is almost 37% in my export sales and 45% in my domestic sales.
Okay. And with automation being introduced at the processing facilities, what improvement do you expect in production cost, manpower requirement and output?
Yes. So the very first that we would, the very first effect that we would see is would be reduction of our labor cost, for that matter. With that being said, our quality control would be much better. The quality assurance team would be quite happy with the automation, right? I mean, it helps us to give that unified quality, since most of all we work on contract basis, right? Yearly, we try to all around the year we try to provide our consumers with the same quality of the goods, so that even their product or their brand doesn't get spoiled. So these are the two major advantages that we see coming from automations.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Akansha Singh with Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Akansha, we can't hear you properly.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yes, Akansha. Hi.
Company has 11 stores in a recent expansion period and now has 3 stores. So how those stores open in FY26 performing compared with the older stores in terms of sales, software, food and profitability?
Your voice was a little mumbling. I couldn't hear it properly. Can you say it loudly, please?
Okay, sure, sir. Oh,
yes, please.
Okay, so my question was, company added 11 stores in the recent expansion period and now has 53 stores. And how those stores are performing compared to the older stores in terms of sales per square foot and profitability?
Right. I mean, all of those stores are pretty much like they're operationally break-even since day one, which is a good thing for us. Nothing to be worried about that. And hopefully we try to achieve the same capex payback period within those years. Some of those stores are doing exceptionally well. Some of them have a very steady growth and some of them are doing exceptionally. Their graph is quite upwards and not in a turmoil.
Okay. What is the current contribution from apparel and fashion product and how do you plan to scale this category?
What is the contribution of what?
Apparel and fashion product.
apparel and fashion products. If that's a, do you have a breakdown?
Yeah, almost you can say in the range of 8 to 9%. Basically, this is a general merchandise category of our retail sales.
What is the current inventory holding period for apparel, and how much discounting is required to clear slow-moving stock?
So for this
Hello.
category, the holding period is almost of 15 to 20 days.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ishita Nagar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Ishita. Yes.
Hi, sir. So, sir, my question is that the retail areas are increased from around 1.37 lakh square feet in financial year 24 to around 2.42 lakh square feet currently. So, as the network becomes larger, what the improvement are you speaking to in, you know, procurement or logistics cost and store opening costs? So, anything deep would you like to explain on this? Hello.
Hello. Improvement in what? Can you please?
In terms of procurement, logistics, cost, store opening cost.
Right. The majority of the improvement that we would see would be particularly in the overheads, right? Since we have already assets deployed to kind of cater this kind of volume and growth, right? I think we can cater more 1 lakh square feet or even more than that with the same kind of growth pace. Right. So the majority of it would come to our betterment in the expenses.
Okay. And sir, just recently we have, you know, launched, we have expanded Indian Chaska into Madhya Pradesh. So what is the revenue we are seeking from that expansion?
So Madhya Pradesh, as of now, we are averaging at an 10 to 12 lakh rupees per month, which isn't bad because spices category is such where the consumer loyalty is very high, right? This number gives us confidence that Madhya Pradesh is a very potential area where Indian Chaska's acceptance would be much faster than a tier one state like Bombay, right? Because we are also seeing repeated consumer offers from the stores that the product has been placed. There are 2-3 hero SKUs which are working really well in that state, and we hope to cash on that in the coming years. Yes, because we also don't want to just give that one kind of growth. See, I mean, we could just hire more people, try to expand our footprints, but the business as such, we don't want to just push the product in the market, right? We rather work on consumer feedback, get the taste, the quality, the pack size right, understand the consumer in that particular state area encroachment better, and then go full throttle on that particular state.
Okay.
Yes.
So, any other region you are specifically, looking for to expand, like a Madhya Pradesh?
Right. Within Indian Chaska, we'll be introducing one more category of whole spices for this quarter. And moving on from next quarter, we would also like to get into 2 or 3 more categories, which are gaining more traction and actually try to serve a problem. For an example, like protein scarcity is not is not just a bubble, it's an actual problem of Indian consumers, right? So something in that area, that category, as well as few other category where we think the market has is larger than 2,000-3,000 crore, right? So initially we get like a good support from the markets, because if the demand is high, we'll make a place in it. We don't want to get into a niche category.
Okay. So another question is that are you planning to do anything in terms of branding activity? Are you planning any advertisements or celebrity branding or any brand ambassadors or onboarding?
Yes, certainly. Not per se brand ambassador, but surely we are now that we think that we know that the product's right, the market acceptance is good, we would be doing a lot more marketing activities in terms of above the line and below the line as well. So above the line would be basically advertisement and such, and below the line would be giving our shopkeepers and our consumers offers and such, right? So we would be working on both the things simultaneously, surely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Keval Mehta with Mehta Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah,
Mr. Mehta, yes.
Yes. Sir, what was the average bill value during Q1? And how has this changed compared with the last year?
Average
bill value.
Bill value.
So, okay. Keval, you need to say bill cut for the Q1?
Yes.
Bill cuts or per order value? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
So our,
do you mean
ticket size, you mean to say?
Yes. I'm speaking to that only, sir. Yes.
So ticket size is around almost 1,000. I'll to 1,000, depend upon the location of the store.
Okay. And how do you plan to compete with a larger organized retailer and a quick commerce platform as well, while maintaining your pricing and margins?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. So basically,
I'm sorry, sir, but your voice is breaking.
Is it? Hello?
No, sir.
Is it clear now? Hello? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's muffling. Sorry to interrupt you.
Voice is breaking.
No. Hello, is it clear now?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Also, right, with addition to that, we also focus on value pricing and broad everyday assortment, right, which is quite accessible to us with our supply and processing facilities. With that, the cluster-based expansion supports our sourcing and replenishment and brand awareness, private label differentiation. And also in addition to that, the location helps us compete with both, in fact, the larger player as well as your everyday kirana store.
Okay. Yeah. Sir, what is the current level of product wastage, expiry, and inventory loss in retail business, specific to retail business?
Yeah, it is less than 0.1%, and in manufacturing processing, except for the sand that comes when we procure from our farmers, right, nothing really goes to wastage.
Okay.
And it is a full 360 kind of processing facilities where we try to provide value to every aspect, every byproduct that comes with the main commodity.
Okay. And yeah. Sir, also tell me that what is your 5-year vision for Patel Retail, and where do you see the company in terms of scale and overall business presence?
Right. So in the next 5 years, we in terms of our retail store footprints, we'll try to enter the western suburbans as well as Pune PCMC region once the cluster is being identified. With that being said, I wouldn't segregate the contribution from each of the sectors. Our focus would be steady profitability and trying into the cash avenue per se, to not, and we focus on our capital and volume as well, right? So our focus would be purely on profitability, keeping in mind the volume and the capital allocation.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for giving us the limelight for the business and us. So, yes, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhanji Patel for the closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Anj mein sabhi investor ko, shareholder ka dil se dhanyavad karta hoon. क्योंकि आपने पटेल रिटेल पर अपना भरोसा बनाए रखा है. Q1 FY27 हमारे लिए एक अच्छी शुरुआत रही है. आगे भी हमारा और हमारी पूरी टीम का फोकस बिजनेस को लगातार आगे बढ़ाने में और सभी स्टेक होल्डर के लिए लॉन्ग टर्म वैल्यू क्रिएट करने पर रहेगा. हम पूरी मेहनत और कमिटमेंट के साथ पटेल रिटेल को और मजबूत बनाने के लिए दिशा में काम करते रहेंगे. एक बार फिर आप सभी का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
थैंक यू. हेलो मिस्टर पार्थ, ओवर टू यू.
यस, थैंक यू एवरीवन फॉर जॉइनिंग द कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल ऑफ पटेल रिटेल लिमिटेड. इफ यू हैव एनी फर्दर क्वेरीज, यू कैन रीच अस एट research@greenadvisors.com. वंस अगेन, थैंक यू एवरीवन फॉर जॉइनिंग द कॉन्फ्रेंस.
थैंक यू पार्थ. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ Green Advisors, that concludes today's call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.
Thank you.
Thank you.